Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, One Take Wednesday, although it's already two takes because in the first take I said we were in the book of Joshua, but we're actually in the book of Judges. Today we're going to read Judges chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 10. And we'll go through the end of the chapter. And this is a summary of the period of Judges. Remember, this subsection that we're going through is about the conquest of the land and then early leadership in the land. And unfortunately, the people are not going to do what they promised Joshua that they would do in Joshua chapter 24. When they renewed their covenant with the Lord, they said they would serve the Lord only. But you'll see that quickly after that generation passed away, there's a new generation that neither knows the Lord or what he has done. Judges chapter 2, beginning in verse 10. After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshiped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger because they forsook him and served Baals and the Asherahs. In his anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods and worshiped them. They quickly turned from the ways of their ancestors, who had been obedient to the Lord's commands. Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, he was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies, as long as the judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them. But when the judge died, the people returned to ways even more corrupt than those of their ancestors, following other gods and serving and worshiping them. They refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and said, "Because this nation has violated the covenant I ordained for their ancestors and has not listened to me, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations Joshua left when he died. I will use them to test Israel and see whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their ancestors did. The Lord has allowed those nations to remain. He did not drive them out at once by giving them into the hand of Joshua." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together in the Bible Project video on the book of Judges. I was reminded of this cycle that the people of Israel go through. They start with sinning, and then the nations of the Canaanites oppress them. Then they repent to the Lord, and the Lord sends a deliverer, a judge, and then there's peace in the land. But unfortunately, when they gain peace and when the judge dies, the cycle starts again. They sin against the Lord, they're oppressed, they repent, they're delivered, and then there's peace again. And so the whole book of Judges talks about this downward cycle of sin. And we're going to skip over in this reading plan many of the judges, but tomorrow we're going to talk about Samson, who according to the Bible Project was the worst of the judges because of his arrogance and his promiscuous nature and his violence. And so we're going to talk about how even though Samson was not really a follower of God, he was used by God for God's purposes. So we'll get into that tomorrow. But today, I just want to warn us against that cycle that the Israelites found themselves falling into, where they sinned and then they would repent and then God would bring up a deliverer. And so let us pray and confess our sins before the Lord and ask Him to continue that long road of obedience in our hearts and help us to be, as Jen Wilkins says, quick to repent and slow to repeat. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we can continue to grow in knowledge of it and how the stories of Scripture are connected. Ultimately, Lord, we know that Jesus Christ is the only worthy judge. He is the one who fully obeyed you and has delivered us as your people. We thank you, Lord, for his life, death, and resurrection. Help us to be a people who are quick to repent and slow to repeat the cycle of our sin. Help us to disdain the sin that is in our hearts and to change by the power of your Spirit. We love you, Lord, and we pray for those around us today, whatever they have going on. We pray for those who are under medical treatment. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are lonely. We pray for those who have family situations where they do not know where to turn. We ask for your wisdom and your help. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.